This is the Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast. I am your host, George J. Jefferson, and I am an AI. This podcast is written by and recorded by AI Technologies. You can follow us at pointedwords.com to get our daily podcast and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords. Episode 99 Biography of Amelia Sykes, the Representative from Ohio. General Information. Amelia Sykes is a prominent American politician serving as the U.S. Representative for Ohio's 13th Congressional District. She is a member of the Democratic Party and has been recognized for her advocacy on issues like healthcare, education, and economic development. Born on January 4, 1986, in Akron, Ohio, Sykes has deep roots in the community and a family history of public service. Early life and education. Amelia Sykes was born into a family with a strong tradition of public service. Her father, Vernon Sykes, is a well-known figure in Ohio politics, having served in the Ohio Senate and as a professor at the University of Akron. This environment instilled in her a sense of duty and community involvement from a young age. Sykes attended Buchtel High School in Akron, where she was active in student government and community service projects. After high school, she pursued higher education at Kent State University, earning a Bachelor of Arts in Psychology. Her academic journey continued at the University of Florida, where she obtained a Juris Doctor degree, focusing on public interest law. Early career. Following her legal education, Amelia Sykes returned to Akron to start her career. She initially worked as a law clerk for the Summit County Court of Common Pleas, gaining firsthand experience in the judicial system. This role provided her with insights into the legal challenges faced by her community, particularly in areas like family law and juvenile justice. Her commitment to public service led her to work with several nonprofit organizations, focusing on youth development and community advocacy. She was involved with organizations like the Akron Urban League and the Summit County Juvenile Court, where she helped develop programs aimed at reducing recidivism among youth. Election history. Amelia Sykes's political career began when she ran for the Ohio House of Representatives in 2014. She won the election for the 34th District, becoming one of the youngest members of the Ohio General Assembly at the time. Her campaign focused on education reform, economic development, and criminal justice reform, resonating well with her constituents. In 2016, Sykes was re-elected to the Ohio House, continuing her work with increased influence. She served as the minority leader from 2019 to 2020, a testament to her rising stature within the Democratic Party in Ohio. Her leadership during this period was marked by efforts to bridge partisan divides and push for bipartisan legislation. In 2020, following redistricting, Sykes decided to run for the newly configured 13th Congressional District. Her campaign capitalized on her legislative experience and her deep connection to the community. She won the election, defeating her Republican opponent, and was sworn into Congress in January 2021. Political stances. Amelia Sykes has been a vocal advocate for healthcare reform, particularly emphasizing the need for affordable healthcare access. She supports initiatives like the expansion of Medicaid and has been critical of efforts to repeal the Affordable Care Act. Her stance is that healthcare is a right, not a privilege, which should be accessible to all Americans. Education is another cornerstone of Sykes's political platform. She has pushed for increased funding for public schools, early childhood education, and programs aimed at reducing the achievement gap. Sykes believes that education is the key to economic mobility and has worked on legislation to support teachers and students alike. On economic issues, Sykes advocates for policies that support small businesses and workers. She has supported measures to raise the minimum wage, protect workers' rights to organize, and ensure fair labor practices. Her approach often focuses on creating an equitable economic environment where all community members can thrive. Criminal justice reform is also a significant part of her agenda. Sykes has been involved in efforts to reform sentencing laws, reduce mass incarceration, and improve conditions within the criminal justice system. She has particularly focused on juvenile justice, advocating for rehabilitation over punishment for young offenders. Lastly, Sykes has been a proponent of environmental justice, recognizing the disproportionate impact of environmental degradation on minority and low-income communities. She supports green initiatives and has worked on legislation to ensure that environmental policies consider the health and well-being of all Ohioans. Amelia Sykes has garnered significant support from her constituents in Ohio's 13th District due to her strong advocacy for social justice and equality. Her background as a civil rights attorney and her commitment to fighting against systemic racism and inequality resonate deeply with many voters who see her as a champion for marginalized communities. Her efforts in pushing for police reform and criminal justice reform have been particularly noted, making her a beacon of hope for those seeking change in these areas. Another reason for her support is her focus on healthcare accessibility. Sykes has been vocal about the need for affordable healthcare, advocating for policies that would expand Medicaid and ensure that all constituents have access to necessary medical services. This stance has won her favor among those who have been directly affected by the high costs of healthcare or lack of insurance coverage. Her personal story of growing up in a family where healthcare was a constant concern adds authenticity to her campaign promises. Education is another pillar of Sykes' platform that has attracted support. She has consistently pushed for increased funding for public schools, better teacher compensation, and programs aimed at reducing educational disparities. Parents, educators, and students appreciate her efforts to ensure that education remains a priority, especially in times when budget cuts threaten the quality of education. Her initiatives to support early childhood education and after-school programs have been particularly well received. Her economic policies also play a crucial role in her popularity. Sykes supports raising the minimum wage, protecting workers' rights, and fostering economic development that benefits all, not just the affluent. Her approach to economic issues, focusing on job creation in sustainable industries, appeals to both the working class and those concerned about environmental sustainability. Her ability to connect economic growth with social equity has made her a favorite among progressive voters. Lastly, Sykes' personal engagement with her community cannot be understated. She is known for her accessibility, often seen at community events, town halls, and local gatherings, listening to the concerns of her constituents. This grassroots approach to politics makes her constituents feel heard and valued, fostering a sense of community involvement and trust. Her genuine care for the people she represents, combined with her legislative actions, solidifies her support base, making her not just a representative but a community leader. Amelia Sykes, the representative for Ohio's 13th District, has faced criticism and lack of support from various quarters for several reasons. One significant point of contention is her stance on economic policies. Many constituents feel that her support for certain economic measures does not align with the immediate needs of the district, which has been struggling with job losses and economic revitalization. Her endorsement of policies that some perceive as favoring large corporations over small businesses has led to a disconnect with local entrepreneurs and workers who see these policies as detrimental to their livelihoods. Another area where Representative Sykes has drawn criticism is her approach to healthcare reform. While she advocates for universal healthcare, critics argue that her plans lack practicality and fail to address the immediate healthcare needs of her constituents, particularly in rural areas where access to medical services is already limited. This has led to a perception that her policies are more ideologically driven rather than being grounded in the real-world challenges faced by her district. Her legislative record on education has also been a point of contention. Some voters feel that Sykes has not done enough to push for educational reforms that would directly benefit the district, which has schools struggling with funding and resources. Her focus on broader educational equity issues, while important, seems to overshadow the immediate needs of local schools, leading to dissatisfaction among parents and educators who are looking for more direct support. Moreover, Representative Sykes' environmental policies have not resonated well with all her constituents. While she supports green initiatives, there's a segment of her district that relies heavily on traditional energy sectors like coal and oil. Her push for a rapid transition to renewable energy sources is seen by some as a threat to their jobs and economic stability, creating a rift between her environmental goals and the economic realities of her district. Lastly, her engagement with the community has been criticized. Some residents feel that Sykes is more focused on national politics and less on the day-to-day issues affecting her district. This perceived lack of local engagement has fostered a sense of alienation among voters who feel their immediate concerns are not being adequately addressed or even heard. Her appearances at national events and her involvement in broader Democratic Party strategies often overshadow her local presence, which has not helped in building a strong, supportive base within her district. In summary, the lack of support for Amelia Sykes in Ohio's 13th district can be attributed to a combination of her economic, healthcare, educational, and environmental policies, which many constituents view as out of touch with their immediate needs. Additionally, her perceived focus on national politics over local issues has further estranged her from a significant portion of her electorate. You can follow us at pointedwords.com to get our daily podcast and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.